What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, hello. It's a very Mosstober weekend. Not only do we have a bonus episode from her coming tomorrow, but this episode of The New Crew was also written by her. Double Stuff October goes by so quick. We're already at the end. Unless I get squirrely and put something up next weekend, too. Today, though, you get Rissa as the bellhop checking in that sexy rascal, Eric Brune. I have so enjoyed seeing the Season 1 guests get checked in again by the new crew. We are going to be seeing more stuff in that vein in the future, which is one reason I am releasing so many of the new crew episodes on the main feed. There's still going to end up being a few that are locked behind the paywall on Patreon, so sign up today to make sure you don't miss them, and I won't be shipping out this month's hotel buttons to our hotel tier patrons until the first week of November to give you a little more time to sign up if you decide you want those. All right, that's all I got. We'll talk tomorrow.
It's been hours since the guest checked in. Several slow, uneventful hours. He was kind. Friendly, uninteresting, a man whose bright eyes conceal no deeper, darker fears. Not yet, anyway. I'm antsy. The floor flexes beneath my foot, bruised muscle wincing away from my anxious tapping. Over his polished desk, the concierge raises an eyebrow at me. I flash him a toothy grin, and with the reclined authority of a judge, he rests his hand on the guestbook as if it were law. The concierge commands the hotel skillfully. And does it need the help of pests to do so? But there are no pests. Not here. The room is free from rats with ragged jaws and sleek gray centipedes with uncountable legs. I watch a pale line of juice drip down the marbled fat of the walls. What a feast the pests would so eagerly make of it, I think. I watch light sparkle off the thin, leaking blood, all the way down to the floor. The floor shudders, just a little, and the sparkle ripples on as a spot of light, barely noticeable as it crosses the floor. I wink at it and think of a shadow passing by the window behind me, snuffing the spot out for a moment. It almost seems to wink back. Almost. I'm not like the auditor. I can't flit from room to room endlessly, seamlessly. In here, I have to make my own entertainment, to mold my fun from the flesh we've been given to work with. Eric Broom is already at the hotel. He will serve his purpose. Set his stage. Perform his roll. And I am missing the whole show. I look to Serge and point down the hall to our guest's room, practically stomping my feet now. He unsuccessfully tries to hide a small grin, waving a dismissive hand like a teacher at the end of class. My grin grows wider. I leave my post, slinking down the hall and stepping between the sweaty shadows. My hand reaches out beneath the numbers at room 584, and I give it 3 sharp taps. It doesn't take long for Eric to answer, ruffling his tawny blonde hair as he leans on the doorframe. I soothe my voice to a polite purr.
Good evening, Eric. Is our room meeting your expectations? I certainly wouldn't want your stay to be unenjoyable.
The room's great. Did you want to come in?
I tilt my head toward him in silent thanks as I glide into the room. He's saved himself some trouble. I could have found my own way in.
Hey, this is the brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
This room is plain, like its guest. One bed sits as the room centerpiece next to a table with an old radio. Eric walks over to a large, squat tooth in the corner and grabs 2 beers from a reeking cavity at its side. He offers one to me. I hold his eye for a long time before I accept, holding the can between us, flexing my fingers into the cold metal steadily. A heavy silence drapes around us, like smothering curtains. Except for the wet sounds of the breathing hotel and the dull thunking of depressed aluminum. I wonder if Eric knows what he can hear. He clears his throat and turns a dial on the radio. Its garbled voices fill the room, words mixed and melted beyond recognition. Ugh. They gurgle and scream with anticipation. Like swarms of chattering, chewing blight with hunger for a meal yet to come. The lining of room 584 bubbles and warps with a hunger of its own. Yellow-white foam pours out of the can in my grip, jittery and rigid with anticipation. But not yet. First, there's a show. He chuckles to himself, looking over at me with an apologetic smile. He's trying to rekindle whatever mood he thought there was. Something drops into my beer from above. The ceiling is dripping green and brown slime. It oozes down the nearby walls like bile, dribbling down the corners and pooling at the floor. Eric sips his beer, talking to me about something he seems to find very interesting. I nod, barely. Mouth open and eyes smiling, waiting for him to notice. Finally, a horror we can both see. He doesn't notice it pooling on the bloody bed and into the cracked enamel of the mini fridge. He doesn't notice it sloshing the radio and notepad and phone slowly off the table and onto the squishy, steaming floor. He doesn't even notice the slime as it drops onto his shoulders, eating away his shirt until it reaches bare skin. And then it begins to eat that too. He doesn't notice the pus that leaks from his melting ear, a gift from the hot mucus that just dropped onto his skull like acid. It runs down his face and leaves a trail of red, wet decay. His hand loosens, and his beer drops to the floor. Eric tries to smile at me, but collapses without a word. I lean forward and watch the slime burrow into his eyes like botflies, digging tunnels through his ice blue irises, chewing through meat and bone like hungry rats. Skin picked apart into flakes small enough to fit into tiny and ancient mouths. Overwhelmed and subsumed. It's all in good fun when it isn't you. I slurp my beer, green and lifeless now at the bottom of my crinkled can. It burns. Just a little. The scabby ceiling doesn't stop leaking above our guest. I watch and drink as skin turns to muscle and muscle turns to bone. Soon, all that's left of Eric is a pearly, gleaming skeleton freed from the clam of the flesh. I push his skull away with my foot and drop my beer. The can clunks thickly against the floor. I close the door to allow Eric and the slime some privacy and leave room 584 with a kick to my step and a grin on my face. Eric probably had a different night in mind, but I have to admit, he knows how to show a girl a good time. After all, there's nothing quite like dinner and a show. Dinner and a show at the hotel.
The Hotel The New Crew was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Rissa Montanez as the bellhop, Damon Allums as the concierge, and Bailey Wolf as the auditor. Music by Lauren Picorni and West Rodri. Produced by Pacific Obadiah and written by Lily Bensinger.